Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is generally believed that Muslim women should not talk gently and affectionately with strangers. This opinion has been formed on the basis of a verse in Surah Ahzab. Now, if we study this verse in perspective, in its proper context, we'll come to realize that this verse has an absolutely different message to convey. And in order to understand that message, it is essential to reflect on the contents of the surah. It was revealed in a specific background with a specific purpose. In Medina in those times, the hypocrites and miscreants had launched a vicious campaign to scandalize the private lives of the wives of the Prophet. They wanted to bring their character into disrepute so that the Muslims should take care and they should come to realize that the leaders of their own religiosity do not possess high character. So therefore, in these circumstances, first of all, it was communicated by the Almighty to the wives of the Prophet that if they wanted to remain with the Prophet, then of course they had to realize this responsibility. They were given the option to either leave the Prophet and pursue the luxuries and comforts of a common man's life, or once again, with full determination, remain as the wives of the Prophet. And in this regard, they should also realize that whatever this step they would take, it would affect gravely this whole situation. Now, in those times, these miscreants had launched a whole campaign of bringing the character of the wives of the Prophet into disrepute, as I said earlier. And in this regard, they had taken various measures. Now, the Almighty, in order to circumvent and in order to put an end to these activities, suggested certain measures to the wives of the Prophet. As I said, he gave them the option to remain as the wives of the Prophet, and at the same time, they should realize that in such cases, they would be twice rewarded and twice punished for anything that they would do. So they must realize the important position they have. The other thing was that there's no doubt about their inner purification. They were very pure ladies. However, in order to cleanse them in the eyes of the onlookers and in the order to cleanse them from the eyes of the miscreants, certain directives were given to them so that no opportunity could even arise for other people to cast aspersions on their character. Amongst these measures was one of these measures was they were asked that they should not speak affectionately and gently with such people, so that if they have some evil in their hearts, they should absolutely come to realize that they would not be able to accomplish their ill aims. So it was in this perspective that the whole verse was revealed, and it was told that these wives of the Prophet, they must not speak complacently and gently with such people, and in fact they should speak with them in very clear and stern, in a stern manner. And by not realizing this context and background, people have erroneously attributed this whole directive, and they have expanded its ambit, and they relate it to every Muslim woman. So if we study these verses in their proper context, we come to realize that it was a specific directive given by the Almighty to the wives of the Prophet so that they could circumvent and so that they could stop any evil activity which was causing the miscreants to bring their character into disrepute. I would now like to read out those verses to you, which would make the situation absolutely clear that they would reveal in a very specific context. So the Quran says in Surah Ahzab, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunna ka ahadim minan nisa, in ittaqaytunna fala takhda'na bil kawl, fayatma'a allazi fi kalbihi maraz, wa qulna kawlam ma'rufa. Wives of the Prophet, you are not like other women. So if you fear God, do not be too gentle in your speech, lest the lecherous hearted should lust after you. Talk with such people in plain and simple words. So it is absolutely evident from the context and from the background that this was a specific directive given to the wives of the Prophet, and it has no relation or no bearing to other Muslim women. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.